And this was the word of the Lord. Here again on Saturday, and may all of you have a very happy day.
The word of the Lord.
What
should we keep in the world?
Thank you, Mario. Thank you for joining us here on your way. The important and effective part of the Spanish Holy Week is to start the
CARICOM, the Caribbean community, calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the members of the hemisphere. This information came through a communication issued by the CARICOM Secretary Adam Lamuna on the occasion of the meeting of the Council of Foreign and Union Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blocking of Cuba, the conflict commended the preparation of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM for a high-level meeting on December 8th. The commemoration highlights a strong relationship with the Caribbean neighbors, which will provide scholarship for students and friends back to America. Apart from examining the many other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid the entrance to the ninth summit of the Americas scheduled for Los Angeles next June. We can really sure we are part of the routine preparation in charge of State Department officials to involve the White House to use the reduction of civil and American leaders and announcing the explosion in the of California as a response to Washington's claim to be provided by the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who stated that he did not attend the summit for the institution, although also emphasized the stated neutrality of the delegation. Other presidents of the Google and even the president of Argentina, in other regions, the President of Guatemala and Brazil have not participated in the annual election, which Washington wants to adopt within the top immigration, economic development, and climate change. The world of the strongest of the forum is the central exchange of the public voice of the in the north to join guidelines and
people in the United States in our province, but they never got a hashtag SOS USA. People are also calling Cuba a recovered dictatorship that they jail people for no reason. Now, if you're looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason, look no further than the United States. It comes from the world's largest prison population. and some representing less than 5% of the world population, the U.S. is nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crash the world financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers and literally die on the job, they get richer. Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters, but the cops in this country spent the last year aiding peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. Just 7% of declared bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical care. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. government is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. They economically strangle and attack Cuba because a socialism will last for free. People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism. The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and attack socialism because they distract from the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing.
I'm going to tell you a little bit. www.lohc.ca Over on the right hand side toward the top, if you're on a computer or a computer, you'll see it. It's from the Freakers and Rebel, which is going to come. There's another one on the right, so you can listen to us live. It's Freakers and Rebel. Sometimes I'm told now that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be a It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has been taking place and will be demanded from the countries of the region in the way in which the United States has been acting. What can I really think?
the Polish and dignified the system of the countries that have raised their voices against the decision of the Senate of America. I wish to emphasize that we share the petition of the leaders of the nation who have firmly recommended that all must be united in the service of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case you will not offend the Senate of America, and that as always, there has happened in the past, you are accepting, you are presenting, that a Cuban boy will be part in the Senate of the America.
We're listening to an expert public speech of the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, Pavel Obrekian, very quiet, who wrote it in the name. He got to keep that up and running during the conference. He was here on the right and population of the domestic conduct. The president announced the new work of the U.S. government to execute several countries in the region, including ours, from the 9th Congress of America, and may feel the Arab position on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No doubt we're going to talk to you.
The United States has imposed an economic and financial blockade on Cuba, which remains as a fundamental obstacle for the country's development. Although the trade sanctions reform and Export Enhancement Act 2000 authorized certain commercial, agricultural, and trade to Cuba, that law also prohibited the U.S. government to close and private financing to the legislation established hearings in tax and in advance, that is, before the product portion of the deal. They account for a fraction of 1% of U.S. agricultural exports from recent years. It is a one-way trade because, by law, the legal and Cuban exports and restrictions on financing are the same. There is no possibility of credit to the island, and Cuba faces enormous obstacles. It is forced to go to third markets, sometimes different, and it has to deal with an increasing cost that needs to be used with their funds. Bilateral and official trade would benefit the Cuban people, but also large numbers of U.S. funds. They could expand markedly the key elements of the blockade for more. Cuba located only 90 miles from Southern Port, and therefore the potential for U.S. agricultural growth is a huge issue. Today's restrictions and sales of agricultural products to Cuba are contrary to international trade laws, and they damage the possibilities of development and well-being of Cuban citizens.
Can you tell what we see when we all have been to Cuba? But one is here on the moon, one of the earth. And when we have this presidential difference, it's not the same. Everything is open up. The nation is a plan on which the world is in the form.
Today we're going to be discussing the fight against racism and white supremacy in the United States. I want to listen to them. Don't miss out the content of this program, discussing. Whether it be the brutal black murder of Naomi Blackburn or supermarkets in Buffalo, New York, by white supremacy, or the continued killing of African Americans, particularly color by law enforcement in the United States, the country's structures, systems, institutions, and culture perpetuate a self-sustaining system of violence, which feeds above all on the poor, marginalized, people of color, basically those who are rich, white, or dominant world. It's a same system of violence, dehumanization, and inaction that leads to much increasing force. It's the same system that allows law enforcement to carry out a no-knock raid, killing a young black woman, Breonna Taylor, in the process and face no repercussions for it. The same system that sees blacks and other people of color with a disproportionate jail sentences when compared to their white counterparts. It's also the same system that saw Patrick Layola, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, murdered by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police officer.